A gratitude attitude is not a slogan. It is a renewed mindset before God. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The mind is not just a place where thoughts float around. The mind becomes a place where stories are formed. You may have a story about your past. You may have a story about your body. You may have a story about your marriage, your singleness, your work, your failures, your family, your future, or your relationship with God. Some stories are truthful. Some are distorted by shame. Some are shaped by pain. Some are shaped by comparison. Some are shaped by lies you heard so long that they started to feel normal. Christian gratitude growth helps us bring those stories before God. The Greek language of the New Testament includes words like nous, meaning mind or understanding, and phronio, which can carry the idea of setting the mind, thinking, or having an attitude. A gratitude attitude is a mindset toward God's grace, God's truth, and God's design. It says, my life is not interpreted only by my wounds. It says, my body is not a mistake. It says, my story is not finished. It says, my calling is not erased by my past. It says, in Christ, I can learn to see again. This includes self-gratitude before God. That may sound strange at first, but Jesus said to love your neighbor as yourself. That means self-hatred is not holiness. Self-gratitude is not self-worship. It is thanking God for the life he gave you, the body he formed, the growth he has worked, and the gifts he entrusted to you. This also includes receiving your identity as male or female before God with reverence, not shame. Gender is not a cold assignment. It is part of embodied life before God. Ministry Sciences observes that people often live out of the story they rehearse. The Bible invites us to rehearse truth. So this week, begin replacing one harsh inner sentence with one truthful sentence before God. Not, I am a failure, but God is still forming me. Not, nothing good is in my life. But, Lord, help me notice the grace I have missed. A gratitude attitude begins when the mind starts listening to grace.